Now, the rest of the story. It was closing night at the Sands in Las Vegas for the fabulous musical review of the outrageous Tallulah Bankhead. Of all of the entertainers in the show, Tallulah had most cherished the acquaintance of the opening singer. He was a fun-loving, mostly modest, soft-spoken, almost inconspicuous. In other words, he was everything Miss Bankhead was not. And it was closing night, so Tallulah declared it was time for a party. Her guest of honor would be this young singer. The moment he walked in, Tallulah seized him by the arm, demanding that he try this new punch drink to which she had been introduced. It was called a zombie. Well, the young man said he'd heard of such a drink, and he dared not have one. Too potent, he said. A zombie would put him right on the floor. But Tallulah waved her hand majestically and said, "Waiter, two zombies." It was only fruit punch, she assured her companion. And they both drank both drinks, toasting a successful Las Vegas engagement. Miss Bankhead and her singer friend were on their second round when, for the latter, everything went blank. The singer awakened in an automobile, in the back seat in broad daylight. His head was pounding mercilessly. His mouth tasted like an ashtray after a party. Somehow he remembered that he was supposed to leave for Los Angeles the following day. A friend named Howard was going to drive him. The following day had arrived already. And sure enough, there was Howard in the front seat behind the wheel of the car. The singer said, "Where are we?" Howard told him they were near Barstow, California. The next question was inevitable. What happened last night? And that's when Howard recited a series of events that the singer could hardly believe and would rather not. At some point after who knew how many zombies, Tallulah Bankhead had shouted, "I've got to gamble. I feel lucky." Now, there was a strict rule at the Sands Hotel. Entertainers may not gamble during an engagement, but the persuasive Tallulah convinced her companion that they had completed their engagement. They were entitled to a little fun. So she dragged this young singer to the nearest blackjack table, and the two, paychecks in hand, began gambling. They bet profusely. Worse still, indiscriminately. Any bet would do. Finally, after all of the damage that could possibly be done had been done, the entertainment director showed up. He took both entertainers by the arm and whisked them off to their rooms like misbehaving children. Now, on to Los Angeles. The hungover singer buried his face in his hands. And yet, just as he was preparing himself for the status of flat broke, he reached down, fumbled on the car floor for his shoe, and discovered his shoe was filled with... His shoe was filled with $100 bills. Somehow, he and his famous gambling partner, without paying the tiniest attention to their betting, had lucked into winning 10 times their stake. The young singer's cut, more than $15,000. It was with that $15,000 that he bought a new car. In that car, he drove to New York. There was enough money left over to finance a new phase of his show business career, which eventually led to a personal fortune of many millions and television programs of his own, and now even to a gambling casino of his own for Tallulah Bankhead's gambling buddy. Was Merv Griffin, and now you know the rest of the story.